Okay, well, we got to head up to the Grafton area and bring in one of our friends from the Red River Sugar Beet Growers Board. His name is Austin Lessard. And Austin, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. So one of the early crops is sugar beets. So are we planting? Are we getting them into the ground, or what's been happening? Or maybe you're done.
Yeah, we finished up with our beets last Friday.
Oh, man. Friday, yep. So when did you get to start actually planting? Is it a couple of weeks ago, or kind of intermittent between all the fun weather?
I can't remember the exact date. It was the beginning of May, a couple of weeks ago. So
okay. Yep. Rolling the dice, the cold doesn't bother you too much. It had to get a little bit chilly up there.
Yeah, it was pretty cold. It's kind of, not ideal, but it was time to go. So
okay, got it. Fine. All right, well, Austin, first of all, have we had you on before? Maybe we have. Have we talked to you before?
No.
You're kind of a youngin', but that's fine.
I don't believe so, no.
Harass you a little bit. All right, so tell us about your operation. Who do you farm with? Is it a family farm? Have you guys had it for a long time, or are you a newbie, or what's the story?
Yep. I farm with my dad, and we grow sugar beets, sweet, dry beans, and sunflowers.
Okay, and multi-generational farm? Or
yep, not? Yep. Third generation.
Third generation farm, okay. Talk to me about, we'll talk sugar too, but I'm interested because wheat has been an interesting topic this year. About 30 days ago, I started calling some different growers and asking them about different crops, and people were kind of negative on wheat. Some are like, I'm not growing it, or I'm cutting back, or doing something different. But you are, and then now that I've talked to people recently, there's still people planting wheat. Obviously, I didn't think it would go away, but what was your decision on putting wheat in this year? Was there any thought on it?
It's kind of hard to be positive about wheat right now, but I guess we kind of kept doing what we normally do. It didn't really change too much.
Just do your rotation. Well, you got to be happier after like the last couple of weeks. It's gotten a little bit better.
See the markets moving.
Yeah, moving up. It's always at somebody else's expense, but that's just the way that it is.
Yep.
But huge jump yesterday. Right. So are you putting in, you don't have to give like specific, let's just flip over to sugar beets. Sugar beets, so for this year, let's talk about like ground conditions. I think you guys might have been a little bit drier in your neck of the woods. Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, it's gotten dry. I mean, when we started, it was fine, but we haven't really had a good rain for a while, so
yeah
we definitely could use a rain now for sure.
I don't know what it is. Is there like a force field like west of you? It's like Devil's Lake, and these areas over here got more rain and water than they know what to do with. And then when you keep going across, you just automatically assume, and I made that mistake until about a year ago. I realized, yeah, they don't get the same well, they do, but they don't, because you guys have been dry. Like last year, you were drier than what these guys were. You guys didn't get the big heavy rains all the time.
Yeah, we were drier for the most part, and then it kind of got wet during sugar beet harvest, so
gotcha.
That made it interesting.
Okay, so if you had to put a percent on things, how far along in the process are you with everything that you got to do?
All we'll have left after today is our dry beans. So yeah, final 70% done. Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
But we're gonna kind of drag our feet on those for a little bit. It's supposed to be cool down again next week, and
yeah. Is there anything, do you get, I don't know if it's supposed to be like freezing though, right? It's just supposed to be back into the 50s. I don't know how low it's supposed to get. Are we getting back into the 30s again?
Yeah,
are they saying
that? Maybe a couple nights starting with freezing. But yeah, just 50s and stuff for highs. So that's not ideal for planting dry beans.
So I have to ask you, because I look at several different forecasts, but I don't look specifically at yours, but I did have some folks tell me that there is rain supposedly coming on Sunday into Monday. And for some areas, I'm not saying 10 inches, but I'm just saying that there looks like decent rain. I'm guessing, is that in the forecast for you, first of all? And if it comes, I'm guessing you probably need it.
Yeah. Sunday, Monday, there's chances for us. And okay. I think they're showing maybe 7-8 tenths. So if we could really use it, everybody would be pretty happy to get it around here.
Yeah, so hopefully that comes there. I had one person tell me that's about the amount they're expecting Sunday, and then a little bit more on on Monday. So cross your fingers. The folks that need the rain, I'll just tell you right now, Devils Lake doesn't want it. So if they can pass it along to you, that's what they'll do. They'll just tell
they can pass it on. We'll take it over here.
All right. As far as issues go, any crop issues for you last year that popped up? You're kind of in one of those areas. You don't have tar spot. I think rust got fairly close to you, but that's not really an issue. What about weeds? How about like water hemp and kochia and those kind of things? Are those a big deal for you last year?
Yeah. Kochia and water hemp are getting to be pretty tough in our area, and more specifically kochia on our farm we struggle with, and the sugar beets. So
yeah. Did you get affected by weather at all last year? Like early last year, there was some crazy weather, especially affected. I think some sugar beets got spun out of the ground with a 55-mile-an-hour wind. Yeah. Did you get any of that?
Yeah, there was plenty of replanting around our area. There was the high winds and it got really hot too, I believe. And okay. So there was some replanting and kind of dealing with the high winds this week too. So hopefully we can make it through without losing any beets.
I am super happy for you, but I'm kind of like, it's weird that you're so far along. Like, there's still people in the South. I mean, you're way ahead even to some of the folks, or most of the folks in the South. They can't say 70%, not that I've heard, but I suppose there's a few people out there. You guys are just on the ball.
Yeah, I would say most guys up here are probably done with their beets and finishing up with wheat and stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to think of the list of all the things that we've talked about, but we covered them so fast, you're just right on the stick here. Soil temperature right now for you, is it 50s, 60s, or do you not pay attention too much after it gets to 45, 50 degrees?
I really haven't paid attention to it recently, I guess, but I don't know. Yeah, well, and I know it could warm up a little more.
I know that, well, a lot of the folks I've been talking to, it's been like 50 or 60, so you're safe. But I had always heard for a long time, it's got to be at least 50 or in that range. And I'm calling people, and I'm like, hey, when are you going to start planting? Because it's like 40, and they're like, oh, we're halfway through. So some people watch the soil temperature, some don't. I guess it really depends on the crop that is in what you're putting in the ground.
Yep, also kind of the calendar, I guess. Sometimes it's just getting late, and you just got to go. So
yeah. The one other thing that we've been asking folks, and you can contribute whatever you want, but we have had a few stories of people being affected by the high input costs, more or less maybe people backing off of certain types of, well, maybe a little less corn or a little less this. Or I also heard some stories of folks where they didn't schedule enough of what they needed for fertilizer and then ended up with an extra $6,000 expense or four or whatever it is that happens to be. So have you heard anybody being affected by the high prices of the input, like the fertilizer costs?
Yeah, I think everybody, I mean, if guys didn't prepay or put it on last fall, it's definitely a lot higher, and fuel costs too. I mean, diesel is up quite a bit, so that's not fun to deal with either.
I said it earlier, but I don't know if you heard, but I paid $4.40 a gallon for my car today in Jamestown, and that was the cheapest. $4.40.
Yeah, that's getting expensive. So it definitely come down one of these days.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, anything else? What's going on in the board, the Red River Sugar Beet board? You guys probably been pretty quiet letting you guys get to work, right, with the board meetings? Or are you guys still?
I haven't had too much going on recently. We've kind of been busy in the field, so it's been pretty quiet recently.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Austin, I greatly appreciate you coming on the air today and just kind of going through with us everything that has been happening. You guys are off to a good start. I'm literally knocking on Formica here, so you have continued success. And hopefully we'll catch up with you later this summer, and you can tell me all the gang, like everything's going great. That's what we hope for. But thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah. Yeah, that works for me. So thank you.
All right, Austin Lessard joining us. He is up in the Grafton area. He's starting to cut up a little bit there at the end, so we'll wrap it about a minute early.